We haven't seen anyone as great as him. This is Dibhajan Namare Pyare Satguru Jaisa on page 261. He is owner of both the worlds. He is the one who dwells in the hearts of the world. He is the knower of all the hearts. He is the one who knows the matters of all the hearts. His form is the form of Shabad. Such a form we have seen with our eyes. He alone who is capable of seeing him sees him. And when he sees him, keeps seeing him, becomes wonderstruck. His form is loving, his face is loving, and the beholder becomes his after seeing him. He is the attractive one, the one who is liked by the mind. Such a beloved we all have seen. Probably every eye saw him, but of course through his own angle of vision. But he who saw him lovingly came out of this midstream. He is a great ferryman. We have seen him taking a fully loaded ship. Dear one, Guru Kripal is that ferryman. He is the beloved of beloved Sawan. Dear one, Kripal is the ocean of grace. Ajay loves him more than his life. He is the most beautiful one. He who saw him became his. We have not seen anyone like our beloved Satguru. My Satguru is great. We haven't seen anyone as great as him. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 261.
Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa humne na koi aur dekha. Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa humne na koi aur dekha. Ve to mahaan hai meru Satguru. Ve to mahaan hai meru Satguru. Sa mahaan na aur dekha. Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa humne na koi aur dekha. Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa humne na koi aur dekha. Ve dono jahan ke malika, duniya ke dil mein basne wale, har ghat ke gyat hain begyani, dilon ki baat na jaanne wale. Vein dono jahan ke malika, duniya ke dil mein basne wale, har ghat ke gyata hain begyani, dilon ki baat na jaanne wale. Shabad swarup hai roop unka, shabad swarup hai roop unka, upa jo humne aankhon se dekha. Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa humne na koi aur dekha. Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa humne na koi aur dekha. Dekhe to dekhne wala dekhe, dekhe to dekhta hi jaye. Pyari mool Surata Piyai Surata De Kanavala Unaka Ujaye De Keto De Kanavala Deke De Keto De Katahi Vajaye Piyari Murata Piyari Surata Dekhne wala unka ho jaye Man mohak man ko bane wala Man mohak man ko bane wala Man bhavan ham sab ne dekha Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa
Hamne na koi aur dekha hamare pyare Satguru jaisa Hamne na koi aur dekha
dekha to shayad har nazar ne dekha apne hi khyal se Jisne bhi unko pyar se dekha Nikla wo is majdar se Dekha to shayad har nazar ne dekha Apne hi khyal se Jisne bhi unko pyar se dekha Nikla wo is majdar se Ve to hai ek mahan navika Ve to hai ek mahan navika Par kar nav le jaate deka Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa Hamne na koi aur dekha Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa Hamne na koi aur dekha Ve navika guru kirpare pyare Sawan pyare ka pyara Kirpa ka sagar kirpali pyare Ajab ko jan se bhi pyara Ve navika guru kirpale pyare Sawan pyare ka pyara Kirpa ka sagar kirpa ke pyare Ajab ko jan se bhi pyara Ve to ati sundar salone Ve to ati sundar salone Unka hua jisne dekha Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa Hamne na koi aur dekha Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa Hamne na koi aur dekha Ve to mahan hai mere Satguru Ve to mahan hai mere Satguru Unsa mahan na aur dekha Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa Hamne na koi aur dekha Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa Hamne na koi aur dekha
We have not seen anyone like our beloved Satguru. My Sadhguru is great. We haven't seen anyone as great as him. I want to, Christmas Day is of course imminently upon us, and the masters have applied a very special significance to Christmas Day, a very universal significance. And I want to read Kripal's messages between 1960 and 1964, which explain really very clearly why lay such an emphasis on the spiritual meaning of Christmas, not confined to any one religion. So this is Master Kripal's 1960 Christmas message. He says, "Dear ones, once again we are nearing a milestone on the path of spirituality. We must pause a while to make survey of what we have achieved and what yet lies ahead of us. Everyone has to reckon his stock in trade and plan things for the better. Those who live by the Master's word will surely come by many a thing to their advantage. The Master power flows out alike and in abundance to all, but individual share in the bounty depends on one's receptivity and practice of the word above everything else. Be ye the doers of the word and not hearers alone," was emphasized by the Master Christian Jesus. He, like Buddha before him, lived and died for the love of the word, and so did Nanak after him. Their gospel has been of universal love, love that is divinely inspired for all living creatures, the living manifestations of the one life principle pervading everywhere. Pure love and selfless service are the two wings wherewith one can fly heavenwards. By love serve one another is therefore the master key that opens the way to the kingdom of heaven. The Master's work, as you know already, is expanding rapidly from day to day. All are lovingly invited to take their share in the spiritual field. Let each one do his or her very best for the great cause, cause that needs great hearts, hearts brave and strong and bubbling over with superb love, love that flows freely, uncontaminated by petty considerations of the world and all that is worldly. We must learn to ignore the shortcomings in others, for not one under heaven is yet perfect. Judge not, lest ye be judged and found wanting. All considerations on the human level are but the offsprings of petty-mindedness, not worthy of seekers after truth. Everyone has perforce to work under human limitations, according to one's lights, while the great light shines on unconcerned. This, then, should be the attitude of each who stands for the cause, unmindful of what others think, do, or speak. With these few words I extend to all my children, here and abroad, a loving and merry Christmas and a happy new year, full of prosperity and plenty in all that is holy and divine. Kripal Singh. And the 1961 Christmas message, which always has meant a great deal to me. Dear ones in God, Christmastide is the season of rejoicing all the world over. On this happy and auspicious occasion, the Nativity of Christ, I send you my heartiest felicitations and joyous blessings. I wish each one of you to be born in Christ, for Christ's power is at once the Alpha and the Omega of creation. Learn to live by that master power and you will be truly blessed. Remember the memorable words of Christ. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. These words were not uttered in vain. They are as true today as they were 2,000 years ago, but we have forgotten them and their true import. The light of life is in you. Nay, you live by that very light. Whether you know it or not is a different question. Each one of you has had an experience of that holy light. All that you have now to do is to live in constant contact with the holy light. Light that is uncreate and shadowless, eternally the same and peerless. The whole creation came into being by the same light, and that very light is shining in every heart. All are divine in nature, and religion is the expression of divinity already existing in man. This light of life has got to be made manifest in life. Be ye a witness to the light of life, not only within yourself, but in others as well. For the same light shineth everywhere, and there is no place where it is not. Once you come by this light and learn to live by it, your whole life will be changed. Love will permeate your very being, and it will burst forth from the very pores of your body, transmitting every dross into sterling gold. Love, you must know, is both the means and the goal of life. Love, life, and light are but different facets of one divinity. Try to become a channel for the divine, and the divinity will then flow through you. This is not something impossible, but it is the very acme of all human endeavors. In this world of matter, one has of necessity got to deal with matter. We have to make the most of the material raiment and the material world given to us. It serves a great purpose in the divine plan of evolution. It is the ladder by means of which the spirit has to rise above body consciousness and get into the realm beyond, the realm of spirituality, its native habitat. Learn to make the most of the means given to you, and surely as day follows the night, the victory will be yours. A true Christian ought and must take up his cross daily. The cross represents the physical body standing with outstretched arms. You have to rise above body consciousness. You have to be reborn into the kingdom of God by disappearing in the physical body, that is death. Except ye be reborn, ye cannot enter the kingdom of God. He or she must know how to die daily so as to be able to enjoy life eternal beyond time and space. This is the one grand lesson that has come down to us from times immemorial. And once again, I emphatically repeat it at this part of the year so that you may become the living channel for the Christ power to work as of old. For we have his promise, I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee till the end of the world. With new year ahead of you, I wish you to make a firm resolve to attain the summum and bonum of life. And I unhesitatingly assure you that the master power shall lead you from darkness to light, from falsehood to truth, and from death to immortality. Wishing you once again a Merry Christmas and a bright and happy New Year. Yours in the Lord, Kripal Singh. December 11th, 1961. and the very magnificent 1962 message, which is one of my very favorites. Dear ones in the Lord, on this Christmas day, I send you my hearty wishes for your progress on your way back to the sweet home of our Father. Entire self-surrender to God is the secret of a true lover of God. Therefore, he should be a man of purity, humility, and meekness. The main thing one should do is devotion to the name of God and see the light and hear the voice of God, the sound principle reverberating in all. For this, he should devote regular time to meditation and conquer the passions through communion with the Master. He should sing of God the Beloved and enter into the superconscious through intoxication of his sweet remembrance. In such intoxication of love, one wishes to kiss the very ground, love all creation and all mankind, and breathe peace unto all the world over. My work is to reveal to you the unity already existing through all, and would ask you to turn away from sectarian strifes to the path of love. This will be achieved by one who will be intoxicated with love. God is love, and our souls are of the same essence as that of God. Love is inherent in our souls, and the way back to God is only through love. Love and all things shall be added unto you. You may read libraries of books. Of what avail are they? You may have many meritorious acts. What avail are they? Far are you from the Beloved if there be not the longing in your heart. Consume hundreds of books in the fire. Let your heart blossom forth with the sweet remembrance of the Lord. Be absorbed in the white radiance of the Beloved. Be absorbed and you will know that the Master is but one with God. He appears in every picture, in every race and religion, every prophet and saint, every scripture and song is the shining one revealed. Let your inner self be overflowing with the love of the Master, so much so that all thoughts of yourself be lost in him. St. Paul said, "It is I, not now I, but Christ lives in me." Be not imprisoned in the jail of I and me. He who hath transcended self, he verily hath attained to the highest. He hath become perfect. Such a one knows no difference between the Hindu, the Muslim, the Sikh, the Christian, the Jew, the Buddhist, or the Zoroastrian. For God is the Lord of all, and in all shines the one picture divine. We are worshippers of the same Lord. The one is within thee, outside thee, in me, in him, and in every place. That one alone doth speak in all. I wish you to awake, awake, awake this very day of Christ. Awake in the kingdom of God which is shining within you. Be not in love with passions. Think no evil of anyone. Strive not for greatness, wealth, and applause. Strive for truth, purity and humility. Awake in the brotherhood of God. Inculcate love for one and all. See them all in the One, the Shining One. Kripal Singh. And the 1963 message, of course, came out during the world tour. Dear ones, on this Christmas day of 1963, I am nearing the end of a world tour, which has taken me through Europe, Asia Minor, Britain, Ireland, Canada, the United States, and is still to continue to Panama and South America. There is a tradition which tells us that Christmas symbolizes the birth of the Christ child in the human heart. To be truly Christ-like, the disciple must become a little child, a pure and unsullied vessel, receiving the nectar of the Holy Spirit as an upturned chalice. If you love me, keep my commandments. Truth is above all, but true living is still above truth. This requires leading a life of continence, humility, truthfulness, love, and devotion to God and all creation. To become a mouthpiece of Master, expressing Master's will and purpose, you must surrender all to Master. This does not mean the giving up of employment, home, possessions, family, and friends. It means simply, let the will of the Master work in and through you. Let your whole life be dedicated to the service of the Master. Like a flute, be all vacant from within, so that the Master may make sweet music of your life. This is the Christ-like way, the true message, meaning, and purpose of Christmas. Master brought the Christ child to birth in your heart. You, in turn, must become as a little child and surrender yourselves to the ever-loving and merciful Father who watches over you, guides you, and cares for you. I wish you all a joyful Christmas and a happy new year. My love goes to you all. Yours affectionately, Kripal Singh. And of course, that message, the Master in 1963 at Christmas was in Houston, Texas. And I was there. And this, I think, is the only time I actually spent Christmas Day with Master Kripal. I was with Sanchi on Christmas a number of times because I used to go often in Group 4, which sometimes was at the ashram on Christmas Day. Sometimes the dates didn't quite match up, but I was often there at that time. And that was a very memorable night for me. I, of course, had just, those of you who have read The Impact of a Saint may possibly remember how I ran away from the Master and how he brought me back. And I had arrived in Houston just before he did, which was a couple of days before Christmas. And I was reunited with Judith and the kids, which was a time of tremendous joy for me and them, I hope for them, but it was for me anyway. And the Master was extremely gracious to us all. And on Christmas night, we were in a hotel in Houston, and I was watching the kids. Judith went to the satsang, and that was when Master gave the memorable talk, God Power, Christ Power, Guru Power, which is included in the Way of the Saints. He spoke at the St. James Episcopal Church on Christmas night. I wasn't there. I didn't hear that talk because I was watching the kids while Judith went. But Master came back, and he sent for me to come up to him in his room, which was upstairs on an upper floor. Our room was just around the corner from the front desk on the first floor. Judith wasn't back yet, but I went up and left the kids in the room. I was remembering what Master had said about the disciple who was bathing his kid in the river and left his kid in the water when the guru called him, and he said, oh, my brothers will take care of them. But also, I knew that the people at the front desk were very near the room and would hear anything that was a problem. And Master had called me, so I went up. You know, it was the simplest and most joyous Christmas occasion I've ever been at. there were a number of people there, people who had followed him from various places. Lucille Gunn was there, and a number of others. And Master was giving out these huge prasad, these huge nuts, walnut, big unshelled walnuts for prasad. I turned up, and he came over, and he dumped this whole bunch of them in my lap, and he said, "How many children you have got?" He knew very well how many children I had, but I said, "Two, Master." He said, right at the moment, I'm forgetting exactly what he said, although it's in the book. I remembered it when I wrote it. And anyway, he gave me enormous amounts more of these huge nuts, so my lap was absolutely full of them for the children. That was the time when it turned out. Well, he said to me at that point, "I liked your place the best, and you left me," which just cut me right through. You know, there's the line in the Epistle to the Hebrews in the New Testament, which says the word of God is like a two-edged sword separating soul from the spirit, bone from the marrow, joints from the sinews, like that, something like that. That was the way when the Master said that. That just cut right through me, and I was never the same after that. It was like, it was as though he had reached his hand in and grabbed my heart. And then Taiji started talking very rapidly in Hindi. We asked Master what she was saying, and he smiled and said, he asked somebody else to translate. I think Yagya Sharma was there, whom some of you will remember. He later translated for Sanchi sometimes. And he said that when Master was sitting on the rock at Sant Bani Ashram, Guru Nanak had come and spoken with him. This is what Taiji was telling us. And that he had told Master that he also used to take long, long trips, and he would sit on rocks under trees. And Taiji was hearing all this, but she couldn't see Guru Nanak. And she begged the Master to let her see him too, and he did. And then she saw both of them talking together. Do you know the story of the transfiguration of Jesus in the Bible, where he talks with Moses and Elijah, and the disciples see him? The resemblances will immediately come to mind. That was, I have to say, the most memorable Christmas I have ever experienced. Judith turned up very shortly after that, by the way, or actually she might have been there by the time that Taiji and Master said that. But it took some of the people longer to get back. Anyway, it was absolutely transfiguring, speaking of transfiguration, transfiguring time. I have to say that I'm grateful to the Master for many, many things, more things than I can even begin to recount. But that Christmas night is certainly one of them. And I would like to also just mention at this point that many of the messages we have been reading, you know, the point is made of what Christmas symbolizes: the birth of the Christ child in the human heart. Sawan Singh says in Spiritual Gems, in a great, great letter that I have often read, you know, he's speaking of the third eye, the eye focus, and he says, "Here is where divinity comes down to meet the struggling man." I love that particular image. And it has always seemed to me that Christmas night, O little town of Bethlehem, you know, is an outer parable referring to the same process. Here is where divinity comes down to meet the struggling man. There we have people from all walks of life, shepherds who are the poorest of the poor, the Magi from Iran, who as the tradition remembers them as kings, the animal creation, the young virgin, teenage, unwed mother, her husband, and the baby. And there it is, divinity has come down to meet the struggling man. And I think this is why the masters have recognize Christmas a very, very holy and significant time. It's the only day on which both Kripal and Sanchi consistently gave messages. Sanchi occasionally gave messages on Kripal's birthday, never on his own birthday, that I can recall, but often on Kripal's birthday, but every year on Christmas. And Kripal did the same. So it's very important. You know, the whole shtick, we might say, of Christmas, the fact that, if you remember Dickens' Christmas Carol, which I read every year at this time, reread every year at this time, you know, the emphasis on love, on giving out of love, becomes very all-pervading. Even the so-called commercialism, you know, the business mercantile stuff, even that is based on the desire to give to others. What we buy at Christmas time are gifts, not for ourselves, but for others. I think it's very beautiful. And even Santa Claus, you know, is the embodiment of giving. Who gives to him? He gets nothing. But he goes around and gives, 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 and gives at tremendous cost to himself and to his reindeer, I might point out. It's like all the stories and legends that connect with Christmas coagulate around that central core of giving and loving and recognizing, and which ultimately are based on recognizing, even though we may not know it, the core of divinity within human beings and, in fact, all creation, which is the theme of the next Christmas message that I'm going to read from 1964. This one I have often mentioned. I stand in awe before it. Master says, "Dear ones, the whole creation came into being by the word or nam, the God into expression power. The whole creation is the temple of God. There is no place where he is not. In minerals, life is sleeping. In plants, life is dreaming. In birds and animals, life is awakening. And in man, life is awake. As such, we are brothers of all creatures, of plants, of birds, and animals. So the flowers and trees, sparrows and doves, are as members of our own order. How simple, pure, loving, and beautiful they are. We should learn lessons of leading lives of purity, holy simplicity, and divine love from them. We should love all, even the sinners and robbers. We should not chop off the whole tree, but give it a chance to grow up again. We breathe the same air. We drink the same water. We bask in the same sun and live on the same Mother Earth. Day and night are two servants who are bringing us up. Man is the highest in all creation. Those who love God should love all of them. He is immanent in every form. There are sermons and stones and books and rivulets. We should live in fellowship with all creatures, with all life. Creation is one family in God. All rishis and saints had the vision of cosmic unity and love Dame Nature. The whole creation is the house of God, and he resideth in it." Nanak. The rishis sang, "Ishvasyam idam servam." All that is a vesture of the Lord. Nature is beautiful except when tormented by the hand of man. And that, of course, that sentence, "Nature is beautiful except when tormented by the hand of man," were the first words that Master Kripal spoke when he arrived at Santbani Ashram for the first time, got out of his car and looked around. And I was standing right there. And he took in the whole 160 degrees, which at that time, of course, there were no, except for the big house, there were hardly any buildings. he said, almost under his breath, but I heard him. Nature is beautiful except when tormented by the hand of man. Man is a social being and has to live in some society. Numbers are no index to wisdom, and that holy places of worship are crowded with them. We need that these should be the purest and wisest men of life. The society should live by the law of love, be ruled by guardians of the moral law, and live a simple, frugal life. I am not after founding a sect, but after gathering holy men of life, of purity, of simplicity, and of loving devotion to God in all and to all in God. It is no good to renounce the world and retire in a forest. It is not necessary to renounce one religion or the other, but to have inner renunciation, like St. Francis and other saints who renounced everything at heart, but were Christ-possessed or God-possessed. With these words I send you one and all my best wishes at this Christmas day to mold our lives accordingly. And I conclude this particular series, jumping ahead a couple of years. You know, I have a very special regard for the circulars that Master issued during the year 1967, starting actually in December 1966. Which were issued in a time of tremendous stress and strife among the satsangis over secondary issues, which is hard, in retrospect, is hard to understand, even for someone like me who lived through it, and even to some extent took part in it. But in those circulars that he issued that year, he really zeroed in on the basics of the path. And this particular Christmas message, which is considerably more elaborate than most of them, came at the end of that series. This is the message for Christmas 1967. And it was also the very first article in the very first issue of Satsang Desh magazine published in English, which the first issue came out in January 1968. I was not, of course, connected with it then. That happened 2 years later, but we were very excited about the magazine, and this was the first article in it. We had read it before the magazine got there, because he had sent it over also as by itself. Master says, "Dear ones, I am sending you Satsang Desh, the message of the Lord. All saints and prophets have been bringing from time to time for the guidance and uplift of man. Kabir says, I am the knower of the true home of the Father and have come to give you the message of God. God's message is," and I would point out that the great bulk of this message is a direct quote from God. You know, this is a very unusual in the Master's writings to do this. I cannot help but think that this has a very special significance. If we are familiar with the Bible, or for that matter with the Quran, the prophets gave the message of God often. They often quoted him directly. If you read Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Amos, Joel, Micah, any of them. Books are full, thus says the Lord says, etc., etc., and then long quotes. But this is very rare in Master Kripal, and in fact, as far as I know, in the teachings of the Masters in general, for direct quote like this. But this is how Master put it, so I have to think that it's extremely significant. God's message is, I am the Lord of all creation. Man is the highest in all creation. He is next to me. I have given equal privileges to all mankind. They are born in the same way and with the same outer and inner construction. This is the golden opportunity you have been given to know me. Ever since you were sent down to the world, you have not returned to me, the true home, but have stuck fast in the enjoyments of mind and outgoing faculties, so much so that you have forgotten even yourself, what to speak of me. I sent saints and prophets to awaken and to bring you back to me, but you did not care to come. Instead of appreciating their services, you have been molesting them. I sent Christ, the Word made flesh, who reminded you vehemently, change your mind, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And that, of course, change your mind, is the phrase translated in most English Bibles as repent. But the Greek word metanoiate, which is what this is translating, is actually means turn your mind around, talking about a revolution. And this translation is actually closer to the original meaning than repent is. Change your mind, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Religions came into being to keep the teachings of all such masters afresh. Religion in its pristine beauty means a living reality. It is a state of universal God consciousness in which you live, move, and have your being in my loving presence. All your activities or institutions should have been inspired by love of me. Then there would have been left no stranger, no alien, no hatred, and strifes would have been unknown. If you want to seek me, conquer all fear. This you can achieve only when you shake off attachment for wealth, family, body, as one and all are mine and have been given to you to make the best use of them to reach me. This detachment of heart can only come when you love me with all thy heart, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is true renunciation, which is the highest expression of religion. All saints and prophets I sent to the east or west, their lives were filled with the rapture of the vision of the unity of all races and religions in the spirit. The outer world is the expression of the mind. Unless you first establish unity in your hearts, you cannot develop unity of all men. There are two methods by which you can achieve this end. One is the interior method of meditation, to go into the silence of the heart where flows the fountain of my love, all bliss and joy. You must be reborn. Except you be reborn or twice born, you cannot enter into my kingdom which is within you. Those who have once drunk the water of life from this fountain are intoxicated forever, and love flows out from them in all its joy and gracefulness to all humanity, overflowing as they are with the love and intoxication of me, giving vent to peace be unto all the world over under thy will, O Lord. Mind that it is not religion that failed you. It is you who have failed religion. The second method is to understand the meaning and the purpose of knowledge, which in one single thought is service to all my creation, men, beasts, birds, etc. The meaning of true life is service and sacrifice. So long as you want, first and foremost, to be blessed yourselves, and you expect others to minister to you, you will remain a stranger to the way of spirituality. When you will wish others to be blessed, you will begin to speed on your way back to me. Let you not be a reformer to whip others into goodness, but be a witness of the great love, radiating all love in thought, word, and deed. Be an example rather than give precepts to others. You are indulging in oceans of talks, but how many ounces of action? An ounce of practice is more than tons of theories. Wanted reformers, not of others but of themselves. Religion decays when forms and rituals become more important than me, God. The inner light within you fades away, giving place to intellectual acceptance of dogma or creed, which you hold tenaciously, for the vindication of which you willingly lay down your lives. Religion further decays when neither I, God, nor the Church rules you, but you become slaves to mammon and material power of the once virile religion. Only the form remains, ending in selfish ends by the so-called defenders of faiths and contractors of religions. You are all dear to me, sweet children. I advise you all, residing anywhere, to sit together as brothers and sisters and understand each other. Dissolve all differences and misconceptions. You are already one as man, as soul, conscious beings, as followers of the same master power, and I reside in each one of you as the controlling power keeping you in the body. Remove all duality and otherness. You will be able to sit together only in my name, and will realize this unity in me in the company of saints. And that's the end of the long direct quote from God. And Master continues in his own words, may this lesson go out to the hearts of each one of you on this blessed Christmas Day and New Year's Day, so that the purpose of life is dedication to the eternal, and the meaning of life is consecration to the eternal value of life. May the benediction of the Master shine upon you forever and forevermore. With love and best wishes, yours affectionately, Kripal Singh. And I want to conclude with a brief message of Sanchi's, which means a very great deal to me also. Before I do that, a couple of things. One is that what Master said to me when he was pouring, asked me how many children I had, was pouring huge walnuts in my lap, was when I told him I had two, he said, you will be the gainer, and poured the nuts in. And I don't know why it slipped my mind when I was telling the story, but that's what he said, you will be the gainer. And I want to say I have been the gainer. Miriam and Eric have been two of the greatest blessings in my life. The other thing I just want to mention, you know, this, the New Year's retreat coming up, this is a very, very, very special time. There are two aspects, or two points in the winter time here in California that I look forward to with tremendous anticipation. One is the Bhandara in February, which I will talk about and announce about and so forth a little later. But the other is the New Year's retreat. And I find it so incredibly marvelous to start the year this way, in the company of brothers and sisters, you know, nothing whatsoever standing between us and the light of God that is within us. It is so incredibly powerful. I just urge everyone to spend as much time as they can at the retreat. Very much appreciate the seva that goes both into the Bhandara and the retreat, by the way. Enormous amounts of seva to make these things possible. Anyway, this is Sanchi's message, and this will conclude the readings today for 1989. This is meaningful to me for many reasons. It will be obvious as I read it, one of the reasons. You know, at this time, it was a very dear satsangi who was dying, and she was one of the earliest initiates of Sanchi. Her name was Barbara Sand, but we all called her Bobby. And she had two kids, three kids, one of whom was very young. She was 40 years old, and she was dying of breast cancer. I visited her many, many times in the hospital, and this message came to us. Kent actually brought it back. He had been in India, and he brought it back. She was at that time at the Mary Hitchcock Hospital in Hanover, and we went over this message together. Her fear was that she wasn't a good enough disciple for the Master to come for her when she died. She had many concerns. Many of them had to do with her children, of course, but she was also very concerned about that. Somehow, going over this message is very healing for her. I saw her again the night she died. I saw her shortly before she left. She managed to convey to me, she couldn't talk at that point, not talk very well, but she managed to convey to me that the Master had already come, and she was very aware, because I told her that he would definitely come for her. Anyway, this message is totally, in my experience, I cannot read it without thinking back to that hospital room and that dear sweet sister dying at such a young age, and how the solace and peace that this message gave her. So this is dated December 5th, 1989, and Sanchi wrote it in New Delhi. Dear beloveds, in the name of that supreme power, Kripal, who chose to shower so much grace on us, the poor orphans, I wish you all a Merry Christmas and send New Year tidings. That power has come into this world in so many forms, and over the same message is sung, that we poor ones should remember God and serve Him in such a way that the negative power is defeated and even death is conquered. We should sing the praises of the Supreme Father by doing the Simran given to us by a perfect Sant Satguru. The holidays are a time for giving gifts, which are the outer expression of our love for each other. But what is the use of celebrating the birthday of a Mahatma like Jesus if we do it in such a way as to forget? The best gift is remembrance, and this we should be giving to beloved Hazur Kripal each and every moment. In this way, we can sweep our hearts and minds clean with the broom of Simran, so that the door leading to His feet may be open to us and we leave this world victorious. Supreme Father Kripal gave only this message, and even the wind also teaches us this. If you keep walking while doing the Simran, the destination comes to you by itself. The fort of deceit will be destroyed because walls of sand do not last. We have so many sins on our heads. Hail the power of Almighty Kripal, who carries all the burden. No one is a stranger. Everyone belongs to you. For as the Gurbani teaches, all this world was created from one light. O Guru Kripal, the negative power trembles, and death also is nervous in front of whomever has caught hold of your finger. Apologize to Kripal, remember him, and you will have a happy life. May all of Master's love and blessings be with each one of you in this new year and beyond. With all his love, yours affectionately, Ajab Singh.
In today's hymn, Tulsi Sahib is replying to the questions of Hirdey, his disciple.
En el himno de hoy, Tulsi Sahib le está respondiendo a las preguntas a Hirdey, su discípulo.
Narkon ke dukh chaupai. Jam ka jalam jor darsao. मार्ग में जीव विपत बताऊं जाम का जलम जोर दर्शाऊं मार्ग में जीव विपत बताऊं
ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਦੇਖ ਹਿਰਦੇ ਮੈਂ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਜੋ ਜੀਵ ਦੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਸਦਾ ਨਕਸ਼ਾ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਜੋ ਕਾਲ ਦੇ ਜਮਦੂਤ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕੁੱਟਦੇ ਹੈ ਮਾਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਜੀਵ ਬੇਹੋਸ਼ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਪਾਣੀ ਮੰਗਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਦੇਖ ਉਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਪੁੰਨ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਤੂੰ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੇ ਦੇ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਪਾਣੀ ਤਾਂ ਦੇਵਾਂਗੇ ਪਾਣੀ ਵੀ ਉੱਥੇ ਬੜਾ ਭਿਆਨਕ ਗਰਮ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਲਹੂ ਔਰ ਪੂੰ ਜੈਸਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਉਹ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਗਰਮ ਜੀ ਪੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦਾ ਗਾ ਔਰ ਉੱਥੇ ਵਿਚਾਰੇ ਨੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕੋਈ ਪੁੰਨ ਦਾਨ ਕੀਤੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਆ ਉੱਥੇ ਉਹ ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਇੱਕੋ ਪਾਣੀ ਦੀ ਚੁਲੀ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਦੇ ਬਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਰਮ ਧਰਮ ਪਾਖੰਡ ਜੋ ਦਿਸੇ ਤਿਸ ਜਮ ਜਗਾਤੀ ਲੂਟੈ
Now Tulsi Sahib says that look your hirdey.
Ahora Tulsi Sahib dice mira hirdey.
I'm telling you the condition of the soul.
Te estoy contando la condición del alma.
I will draw a sketch in order to make you understand that what happens to the soul when the angels of death come to take her.
Yo haré un bosquejo de qué le sucede al alma cuando vienen los ángeles de la muerte a llevársela a ella.
The angels of death come and they beat the soul.
Los ángeles de la muerte vienen y golpean al alma.
They punish the souls and they give hard time to the soul.
Castigan al alma y le hacen pasar un tiempo muy difícil.
When the soul gets tired of all the beating and punishment.
Cuando el alma está cansada de todo el castigo y de toda la golpiza.
And when she feels thirsty, she asks for the water.
Y cuando se siente sedienta, pide el agua.
Now when she asks for the water, then angels of death tell her that she can get the water only if she gives them the fruit of the good deeds which she had done in her lifetime.
Entonces ella les pide el agua y los ángeles de la muerte le dicen que le darán el agua únicamente si le da el fruto de las buenas acciones que hizo durante su vida.
Whatever good deeds the soul had done in her lifetime.
Cualquier buenas acciones que hubiera hecho el alma durante su vida.
Are taken away by the angels of death.
Son tomadas por los ángeles de la muerte.
Only for little bit of water.
Solo por obtener un poco de agua.
Which is full of blood and the pus.
Que está llena de sangre y de pus.
And in that way she loses all her virtues, all her good deeds.
Y de esa manera ella pierde todas sus virtudes y todas sus buenos frutos.
Guru Nanak Sahib also says that.
El Guru Nanak Sahib también dice.
Whatever rites and rituals the person does in his lifetime.
Cualquier rito o ritual que hace una persona durante su vida.
The fruit of all of them are snatched away by the angels of death.
Los frutos de todos ellos son agarrados por el ángel de la muerte.
ਜਮ ਕਾਜਲ ਮੈਂ ਜੋਰ ਦਰਸਾਉ ਮਾਰਗ ਮੈਂ ਜੀਵ ਵਿਪਤ ਬਤਾਉ ਲੋਕੇ ਖੰਭ ਤਪਤ ਕੇ ਮਾਹੀ ਜਹਾਂ ਜੀਵ ਕੋ ਲੇ ਚਿਪਟਾਈ
ਤੁਲਸੀ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਦੇਖ ਹਿਰਦੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਜੀਵ ਵਿਸ਼ਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਅੱਗ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਨਰਕ ਦੀ ਅੱਗ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੜਦਾ ਹੈ
ਨਾ ਤੁਲਸੀ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਸ ਲੁੱਕ ਯਰ ਓ ਹਿਰਦੇ
ਔਰਾ ਤੁਲਸੀ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੀ ਸੇ ਮੀਰਾ ਹਿਰਦੇ
Here the people are attached to the fire of lust.
Aquí las personas están apegados al fuego de la lujuria.
As the result of which they have to suffer the fire in the hell.
Por cuyo resultado ellos tienen que sufrir el calor en el infierno.
ਅੱਗੇ ਕਾਲ ਨੇ ਲੋਹੇ ਦੇ ਖੰਭੇ ਤਪਾਏ ਹੋਏ ਹੈ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੇ ਪਰਾਈਆਂ ਇਸਤਰੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੱਫੀਆਂ ਪਾਈਆਂ ਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਜਾਂ ਪਰਾਈਆਂ ਇਸਤਰੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਪਰਾਇਆ ਮਰਦਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੱਫੀਆਂ ਪਾਈਆਂ ਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਥੰਮਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਚਿਪਕਾਇਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਦੁਖੀ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਡਿੱਗਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਫਿਰ ਡੰਡੇ ਮਾਰ ਕੇ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਪਕੜੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਵੀ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਥੰਮਾਂ ਦਾ ਜ਼ਿਕਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ ਅਗਰ ਇੱਕ ਇਹ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਜਾਵੇ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵੀ ਸੜਨ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਵੇ ਇੰਨੇ ਇੰਨੇ ਉਹ ਲਾਲ ਗਰਮ ਕੀਤੇ ਹੈ ਉਦੋਂ ਯਾਦ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜੋ ਮੈਂ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਕੀਤਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਕੀ ਅਸਰ ਕੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਭੋਗਣਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ
ਓਵਰ ਦੇਅਰ ਨੈਗੇਟਿਵ ਪਾਵਰ ਹੈਸ ਹੀਟਡ ਦੀ ਆਇਰਨ ਪਿਲਰਸ
ਅਜਾ ਇਲ ਪੋਦਰ ਨੈਗੇਟਿਵ ਹਾ ਕੈਲੈਂਟਾਡੋ ਲੋਸ ਡਿਗਾਮੋਸ ਲਾਸ ਕੋਲੂਮਨਸ ਦੇ ਹੀਰੋ
ਦ ਸੋਲਸ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਡਨ ਬੈਡ ਡੀਡਸ ਇਨ ਦ ਫਿਜ਼ੀਕਲ ਪਲੇਨ
ਲਾਸ ਆਲਮਸ ਕੈਨ ਹੈਚੋ ਲਾਸ ਮਾਲਾਸ ਐਕਸ਼ਨਸ ਇਨ ਇਲ ਪਲਾਨੋ ਫਿਜ਼ੀਕੋ
ਆਰ ਮੇਡ ਟੂ ਐਮਬ੍ਰੇਸ ਦੋਸ ਹੀਟਡ ਆਇਰਨ ਪਿਲਰਸ
A esas almas se les hace abrazar esas columnas calientes de hierro.
The women who have embraced other men other than their husband and the men who had embraced other women other than their wives.
Aquellas mujeres que han abrazado a otros hombres fuera de su esposo y los hombres que han abrazado a otras mujeres que no fueran sus esposas.
Are made to embrace those heated iron pillars by negative power.
A ellos se les hace abrazar esas columnas calientes de hierro por el poder negativo.
When they get burnt, away by those pillars.
Cuando son quemados por esas columnas,
they come back, but again the angels of death beat them and tell them to embrace again.
Ellos se devuelven, pero nuevamente los ángeles de la muerte vienen, los golpean y les dicen que las abracen de nuevo.
And only then the soul realizes that whatever adultery she had committed, how sinful that was, and how much she is paying for that.
Y entonces el alma se da cuenta que el adulterio que cometió como era de pecaminoso y entonces se arrepiente por ello.
Master Saman Singh Ji also used to refer to these iron pillars.
El maestro Saman Singh también se refería a estas columnas de hierro.
He used to say that they are so hard that if even one pillar is brought in this world, the whole world would start burning.
Él decía que eran tan calientes que si una de esas columnas se trajera a este mundo, todo el mundo empezaría a arder.
ਗਲੇ ਲੱਗਣਾ ਭਾਵਨਾ ਪਰ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਭੈਣ ਭਰਾ ਜੱਫੀ ਪਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੁਰਾ ਖਿਆਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਾਤਾ ਔਰ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਜੱਫੀ ਪਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਦਿਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੁਰਾ ਖਿਆਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਪਰਾਈ ਔਰਤ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਜਦ ਬੁਰਾ ਖਿਆਲ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜਾਂ ਔਰਤ ਮਰਦ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ ਬੁਰਾ ਖਿਆਲ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਹੈ
Embracing each other is not a bad thing, but it all depends upon the feelings you have in your mind.
El abrazarse no es una cosa mala, sino que depende de los sentimientos que uno tenga.
The brother and sister may embrace each other.
El hermano y la hermana se pueden abrazar.
The father and daughter may embrace each other.
El padre y la hija se pueden abrazar.
But they don't have any unchaste thoughts in them.
Pero ellos no tienen pensamientos no castos.
If any woman embraces other man with unchaste thoughts,
si alguna mujer abraza a un hombre con pensamientos no castos,
or if any man embraces other woman with lust,
o si un hombre abraza a una mujer sintiendo la lujuria,
that is sinful.
Eso es pecaminoso.
Sab santan ne sanu khabardar kita hai, marjada vich rehn vaste sanu sikhaya hai, jis de naal assi rasam shaadi di kar lenne hai, usse naal hi saada hak hai grist karna, ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਵੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸੰਜਮ ਤੋਂ ਕੰਮ ਲੈਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਹੈ
All the saints have warned us.
Todos los santos nos han prevenido a nosotros.
They have taught us to live in the limitations.
Nos han enseñado a vivir dentro de los límites.
According to the rites and rituals.
De acuerdo a los ritos y rituales.
To whom we get married, we are supposed to indulge only with her or with him also in limitation.
Nosotros debemos tener indulgencia solamente con esa persona con la cual estamos comprometidos con los ritos y rituales, pero también dentro de los límites.
ਸੁਖਮਨੀ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਪਰ ਤੇਰਿਆ ਰੂਪ ਨਾ ਪੇਖੇ ਨੇਤਰ ਮਾੜੀ ਵਾਸ਼ਨਾ ਨਾਲ ਭੈੜੀ ਦ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਟੀ ਨਾਲ ਕਿਸੇ ਔਰਤ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖਣਾ ਵੀ ਗੁਨਾਹ ਹੈ
ਇਨ ਸੁਖਮਨੀ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਹੈ ਸੈਡ
ਐਨ ਐਲ ਸੁਖਮਨੀ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਐਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਆ ਦਿੱਚੋ
ਦੈਟ ਟੂ ਸੀ ਐਨੀ ਵੁਮਨ ਵਿਦ ਲੀਅਰ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਆਈਜ਼
ਕਿ ਵੇਰ ਆ ਕੁਆਲਕੀਅਰ ਮੁਹਰ ਕੋਨ ਉਨ ਸੈਂਟੀਮੈਂਟੋ ਦੇ ਲੁਹੂਰੀਆ ਇਨ ਲੋਸ ਓਹੋਸ
ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਸੋ ਲਸਟ
ਐਸੋ ਤਾਂਬੀਅਨ ਇਜ਼ ਲੁਹੂਰੀਆ
ਭਾਈ ਗੁਰਦਾਸ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਕਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਦੇਖ ਪਰਾਈਆਂ ਚੰਗੀਆਂ ਧੀਆਂ ਭੈਣਾਂ ਮਾਵਾਂ ਜਾਣਾ
ਭਾਈ ਗੁਰਦਾਸ ਹੈਸ ਆਲਸੋ ਸੈਡ
ਭਾਈ ਗੁਰਦਾਸ ਤਾਂਬੀਅਨ ਆ ਦਿੱਚੋ
ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਯੂ ਲੁੱਕ ਐਟ ਅਦਰ ਵੁਮਨ
ਕਿ ਕੁਆਂਡੋ ਮੀਰੇਸ ਆ ਓਤਰਾ ਮੁਹਰ
ਯੂ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਦੈਮ ਈਦਰ ਯੋਰ ਸਿਸਟਰ ਡਾਟਰ ਔਰ ਮਦਰ
ਦੇਵਸ ਐਂਟੈਂਡਰਲਾ ਜਾ ਸਿਆ ਕਮੋ ਤੂ ਹਰਮਾਨਾ ਕਮੋ ਤੂ ਹੀਹਾ ਔ ਕਮੋ ਤੂ ਮਾਦਰੀ
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਨਿਮਕ ਸਵਾਦ ਕਾਰਨ ਕੋਟ ਦਿਨਸ ਦੁੱਖ ਪਾਵੈ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਇੱਕ ਛਿਨ ਪੰਗਰ ਸੁਖ ਦੀ ਖਾਤਰ ਕਰੋੜਾਂ ਦਿਨ ਦੁੱਖ ਪਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਰੋੜ ਦਿਨ ਦਾ 33,000 ਸਾਲ ਬਣਦਾ ਹੈ
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਹੈਡ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਜਸਟ ਟੂ ਇੰਜੋਏ ਫਾਰ ਅ ਮੋਮੈਂਟ
ਐਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਹੈ ਦਿੱਚੋ ਕਿ ਸੋਲੋ ਪੋਰ ਗੋਸਾਰ ਉਨ ਮੋਮੈਂਟੋ
ਦਾ ਪਰਸਨ ਸਫਰਸ ਫਾਰ 1 ਕਰੋੜ ਡੇਜ਼ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਅਬਾਊਟ 33,000 ਇਅਰਸ
ਲਾ ਪਰਸੋਨਾ ਸੁਫਰੇ ਪੋਰ ਉਨ ਉਨ ਕੇ ਸੋਨ 30 ਲਾ ਪਰਸੋਨਾ ਸੁਫਰੇ ਡੂਰਾਂਟੇ 33,000 ਡੀਅਰਸ
लोके खंब तपत के माही जहां जीव को ले चिपटाई तड़प तड़प जीव जुलम दुखारी तपत खंब दुख उपजे पारी
हुण जिन्ना भोगां नूं सुख समझदा सी ओ दुख बने ਪਿੱਛੇ ਹਟਦਾ ਖੰਭਾਂ ਦੇ ਤਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ ਉਹ ਕੁੱਟਦੇ ਆ ਫਿਰ ਨਾਲ ਚਪਾ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ
Now the pleasures whom he used to understand as happiness
Ahora los placeres que él entendía anteriormente como felicidad
has become the source of suffering for the soul
Se han convertido en la fuente del sufrimiento para el alma
And the soul is afraid to embrace those heated pillars
Y el alma está temerosa de abrazar esas columnas calientes
But the angels of death are present there to force him to embrace the heated pillars.
Pero ahí están presentes los ángeles de la muerte para hacerle abrazar esas columnas calientes.
Do arfi gal hai duniya da kanoon maaf nahi karda itthe duniya de vich zulm karn wale nu. Eh ta andarle kanoon di nakal hai. Andar ਤਾਂ ਧਰਮ ਰਾਜ ਨੂੰ ਹੁਕਮ ਹੈ ਸੱਚਾ ਨਿਆਂ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ ਜੈਸਾ ਵੀ ਕੋਈ ਕਰਕੇ ਆਏ ਉੱਥੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੀ ਸਿਫਾਰਿਸ਼ ਨਹੀਂ ਚੱਲਦੀਗੀ
ਯੂ ਸੀ ਦੈਟ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਆਲਸੋ ਦੀ ਲਾਅ ਆਫ ਦ ਗਵਰਨਮੈਂਟ ਔਰ ਦ ਲਾਅ ਆਫ ਦ ਵਰਲਡ ਡਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਅਲਾਉ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਐਨੀ ਬੈਡ ਡੀਡ
Ustedes ven que también en este mundo la ley del gobierno o digamos la ley de la sociedad no permite que se haga ningún acto malo.
If anyone does any bad deed, he is punished for that.
Si alguien comete un acto malo, él es castigado por ello.
In the same way, it is the job of the Lord of Judgment.
De la misma manera, es el trabajo del Señor del juicio.
Not to forgive anyone.
No perdonar a nadie.
Whatever deed they have done. He is supposed to give them the reward or the suffering according to their karmas.
Según el acto que ellos hayan cometido, él les debe dar la recompensa o el castigo debido de acuerdo con sus karmas.
Oh, beloved Kripal Guru, my love with you is very ancient. This is the Bhajan Tumase Tumase Meri Prita Purani on page 267. I am lying at your door. I am standing with my hands stretched out. The eyes are thirsty. Make me have your darshan. Shower grace, O Lord. Take me across. O friend of the miserable ones, the ocean of compassion, how do you forget me? Showering grace, you liberated the saints, O Satguru. You have liberated even the sinners. You ate the contaminated fruits of Shivri. You embraced all those who came into your refuge. You have erased everyone's difficulties. You have known everyone's pain. O Satguru, I am in your refuge. You are an ocean and I am your drop. You are my mother and father and brother. I am a beggar. You are the giver. O Ajay, this is the tale of lives. This is the story of birth after birth. O beloved Kripal Guru, my love with you is very ancient. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 267.
Tumase, Tumase, Meri Prita Purani. Hey, Kripala Guru, Yare, Kripala Guru, Tumase, 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 Meri Prita Purani. Sare kada hua ho darvaje parapada hua ho atapasare kada hua ho ankiya piyasi darshadikao deya karo prabhu paharalangao ankiya piyasi darshadikao deya karo prabhu paharalangao dina bandhu karuna ke sahagar Mary Suda ke sehi bisara ni hai Kripala Guru pyare pyare Kripala Guru tumase 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 Mary Prita Purani Sate Guru Tumane Padama Ubare Kirpal Kari Santa Janatare Sate Guru Tumane Padama Ubare Shivari Kejute Pahala Kaye Sabha Sharana Katakantalakaye Shivari Kejute Pahala Kaye Sabha Sharana Katakantalakaye Tumane Sabake Sankata Kahate Sabaki Pida Jani He Kirpala Guru Yare Yare Kirpala Guru Tumase Tumase
us all.